Welcome to day 109 of the Bible 365 podcast. My name is Randy Gudo, and today we're going to be reading through Joshua chapters 19 and 20, Luke chapter 19 verses 28 through 48, Psalm chapter 88, and Proverbs chapter 13 verses 12 through 14. The translation I'm using throughout this podcast is the English Standard Version, also known as the ESV, and our format is the One-Year Bible. Let's read. Joshua chapter 19. The second lot came out for Simeon, for the tribe of the people of Simeon, according to their clans. And their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the people of Judah. And they had for their inheritance Beersheba, Sheba, Moladah, Hazar Shul, Bela, Ezam, Eltalad, Bethul, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Labaoth, and Sheruhin, 13 cities with their villages, Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities with their villages, together with all the villages around these cities as far as Baalath-Beer, Ramah of the Negeb. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Simeon, according to their clans. The inheritance of the people of Simeon formed part of the territory of the people of Judah. Because the portion of the people of Judah was too large for them, the people of Simeon obtained an inheritance in the midst of their inheritance. The third lot came up for the people of Zebulun, according to their clans. And the territory of their inheritance reached as far as Sarid. Then their boundary goes up westward and on to Merial and touches Dabesheth, then the brook that is east of Jokneam. From Sarid it goes in the other direction eastward toward the sunrise, to the boundary of Kisloth-Tabor. From there it goes to Debirath, then up to Japhia. From there it passes along on the east toward the sunrise to Gath-Hepher, to Eth-Kazin, and going on to Rimmon it bends towards Nea. Then on the north the boundary turns about to Hanathon, and it ends at the valley of Iftahel, and Kadith, Nahalal, Shimron, Idela, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the people of Zebulun, according to their clans, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, for the people of Issachar, according to their clans. Their territory included Jezreel, Kesuloth, Shunem, Hepharaim, Shion, Anaerath, Rabith, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Enganim, Enhada, Beth-Pezez. The boundary also touches Tabor, Shehezuma, and Beth-Shemesh, and its boundary ends at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Issachar, according to their clans, the cities with their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the people of Asher, according to their clans. Their territory included Helkath, Halai, Betan, Akshaph, Elimelech, Amad, and Mishal. On the west it touches Carmel and Shihor-Libnath. Then it turns eastward. It goes to Beth-Dagon and touches Zebulun and the valley of Iftahel northward to Beth-Emek and Neiel. Then it continues in the north to Kabul, Ebron, Rehob, Haman, Cana, as far as Sidon the Great. Then the boundary turns to Ramah, reaching to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the boundary turns to Hosa, and it ends at the sea. Mahalab, Akzib, Uma, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Asher according to their clans, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out for the people of Naphtali, for the people of Naphtali, according to their clans. And their boundary ran from Helaph, from the oak in Zaananim, and Adami-Nekeb, and Jabneel, as far as Lakkum, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the boundary turns westward to Asnoth-Tabor, and goes from there to Hukuk, touching Zebulun at the south, and Asher on the west, and Judah on the east at the Jordan. The fortified cities are Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Raketh, Kinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kedesh, Edrei, Enhazor, Yiron, Migdal-El, Horam, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Naphtali according to their clans, the cities with their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the people of Dan, according to their clans. And the territory of its inheritance included Zorah, Eshtaol, Ur-Shemesh, Shea-Laban, Aijalon, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltika, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Beni-Berak, Gath-Rimmon, and Mijarkin and Rakin with the territory over against Joppa. When the territory of the people of Dan was lost to them, the people of Dan went up and fought against Lisham, and after capturing it and striking it with the sword, they took possession of it and settled in it, calling Lisham Dan, after the name of Dan their ancestor. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Dan, according to their clans, these cities with their villages. When they had finished distributing the several territories of the land as inheritances, the people of Israel gave an inheritance among them to Joshua the son of Nun. By command of the Lord they gave him the city that he asked, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, and he rebuilt the city and settled in it. These are the inheritances that Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the people of Israel distributed by lot at Shiloh, before the Lord, at the entrance of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. Joshua chapter 20. Then the Lord said to Joshua, Say to the people of Israel, Appoint the cities of refuge of which I spoke to you through Moses, that the manslayer who strikes any person without intent or unknowingly may flee there. They shall be for you a refuge from the avenger of blood. He shall flee to one of these cities and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city and explain his case to the elders of that city. Then they shall take him into the city and give him a place, and he shall remain with them. And if the avenger of blood pursues him, they shall not give up the manslayer into his hand, because he struck his neighbor unknowingly and did not hate him in the past. And he shall remain in that city until he has stood before the congregation for judgment, until the death of him who is high priest at the time. Then the manslayer may return to his own town and his own home, to the town from which he fled. So they set apart Kedesh in Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, and Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. And beyond the Jordan east of Jericho, they appointed Bezer in the wilderness on the tableland, from the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead, from the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan, from the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities designated for all the people of Israel and for the stranger sojourning among them, that anyone who killed a person without intent could flee there, so that he might not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, till he stood before the congregation. Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 48. And when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? You shall say this, The Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, Why are you untying the colt? And they said, The Lord has need of it. And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation. And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, It is written, My house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. Psalm chapter 88. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am a man who has no strength, like one set loose among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with all your waves. Selah. You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape. My eye grows dim through sorrow. Every day I call upon you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the departed rise up to praise you? Selah. Is your steadfast love declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in Abaddon? Are your wonders known in the darkness, or your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me? Afflicted and close to death from my youth up, I suffer your terrors. I am helpless. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dreadful assaults destroy me. They surround me like a flood all day long. They close in on me together. You have caused my beloved and my friend to shun me. My companions have become darkness. Proverbs chapter 13, verses 12 through 14. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. Whoever despises the word brings destruction on himself, but he who reveres the commandment will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, that one may turn away from the snares of death. Today's devotional is coming from Psalm chapter 88, and this is probably the most simplistic devotional that I have ever done. And this is what it says in verse 1. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Now I want to stop right there, even though I want to read verse 2, because this is the devotional. I was reading this and I was just quickened on the inside as this realization hit me that God is the God of my salvation. Now we know that God is almighty. God created everything. God created Adam and Eve, Moses, Noah. We read all through the Old Testament. We see Jesus in the New Testament. We read the book of Revelation, and here is Jesus, and he's on a white horse with a sharp two-edged sword, crowned with many crowns. And our Lord, he is the God of our salvation. We are not the one who's overseeing our salvation. God is. This is, I don't know, for me, it's so powerful in my heart today. As I lift up my voice today to pray, I'm overwhelmed thanking God that he is the God of my salvation. He's the God of all the universe, but he's the God of my salvation. Then you hear David saying, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. Why would God be obligated to incline his ear to our cry? Because he is the God of our salvation. Now, I know this may not be as impactful for you, but it sure is for me today. Let's pray. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, and today I just say with all of my heart, with just a sense of joy, that you, Lord, are the God of my salvation. And I cry out day and night before you, And I ask today, let my prayer, let our prayer come before you and incline your ear to our cry. I thank you that you are the God of our salvation. Draw us close by the presence of your Holy Spirit and reveal your Son to us. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I sure hope you enjoyed today's devotional. I know it was a very simple one. If you're enjoying the Bible 365 podcast, consider sharing it with your family and with your friends. Please continue to pray for me. I'm praying for you. Have a great day, everyone, and I will see you tomorrow with day 110.